Baylor Wilson leading us to a bit of a late start here for best 5 minutes of the day. Coming up on 14 before 6 and 62 degrees on a Wednesday, June 26th, 2024, debate eve. And Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, are we having the big debate watch party at your house tomorrow night, or did I get that wrong?
I've actually been wrestling with whether I'm going to watch the debate or not. Mm-hmm. I don't know that it can go well. And so I don't know if I'm going to watch it or not. And so it may be a tearful party at our house. But
yesterday was actually, kind of a mandatory retirement age day because my brother-in-law, Pat, has been a Delta airline pilot for 34 years. And but mandatory retirement for pilots. And so he'd love to keep, and he plans to still keep flying for kind of a private service, but and 8 years in the Air Force before that. And then Mark Murphy is, you know, they announced his successor with the Packers because of a mandatory retirement the Packers have for that position is of 70 years old. And someone suggested maybe we should have that for president, you know, so I don't know.
I remember when Reagan was president and mm-hmm. how old everybody was concerned mm-hmm. he was. And mm-hmm. now I'm looking at our field and
and
wondering about the ages as well.
So. Yeah, that is interesting. I mean, that was a big deal, right? When he ran the second time, he was about, like, 73, I think.
Yep.
And Biden's 82, and Trump just turned 78, so.
Yep. Absolutely.
There you go. We talked politics a little bit. So our we did it carefully. We did it carefully. I joked with you when I called that as soon as my wife, your daughter, my daughter, and a friend get back, maybe then is it our turn to go camping?
Yeah, I like to camp in hotels. there was that movie, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, and they had a scouting camp trip, and the dad and the son are out, and they're, like, just hating it. So they just decide to rent a hotel room, and that's me these days. And I'm like, I don't need to sleep outside. And so I like being outside. I just, all of the other stuff.
I've probably told this story many times, but I'll tell it one more. Is that I don't really remember much. I mean, a little bit, we had a tent as a kid, and apparently one whatever, some horrible rainstorm, and my dad was like, that's it, we're staying in hotels from now on, so, yeah. And he was a heartier soul, so anyhow, and one last thing, I said, hey, I've been thinking the last couple of days, maybe I should call you, we could do lunch, you know, you're off of work, but there's a problem, you're not eating much.
I'm not eating, yeah, I mostly drink my meals at this point, though food will be coming eventually. And so it's on the mend. When I do eat, like yesterday, I had a quarter cup of yogurt at a time. So not a lot. And then I spread that over about a half hour. And it's slowly coming along. And
you're just melting away like melted butter or something.
Something like that. I meet with Pitchford today, and we'll see if he allows me to go to more solid foods yet at this point. So
very good. All right, we're to Acts 3, 22 to 24.
Yeah, it says, Moses said, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own people. Listen carefully to everything he tells you." Then Moses said, "Anyone who will not listen to the prophet will be completely cut off from God's people." Starting with Samuel, every prophet spoke about what is happening today.
Hmm. And before I read this, let me say, sometime back, Bob in Rice Lake said that at Maranatha E3, they're actually going through Acts, so he's appreciating us doing this as well.
Nice.
So. In your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, available on Amazon, you write on those three verses, remember Moses. He told the exiles in the desert that I would raise a prophet from among Israel's descendants who would be the embodiment of wholeness. Some will still choose to follow their own path, but theirs is a road to fragmentation and death. It was not only Moses, but all the writers and prophets who came after him who told the same story of redemption. Final thought.
Yeah, I think for me it brings us back to that idea of wholeness and the idea that Jesus is the full picture that we get of wholeness. And so looking at his life, trying to understand and study and follow him and how he loved leads us in that direction as well.
One of my favorite places you use that is in the Sermon on the Mount where it talks about instead of be perfect as he was perfect, be whole, right?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Didn't that used to be your license plate?
Yep, Be Whole used to be my license plate.
All right, very good.
And I switched it to Ludio.
Very good. Thank you. nothing coming in the listener line in terms of birthdays or anniversaries. So off to Facebook we go. And the longtime head of Compassion International, Wes Stafford, with a birth today. He's not readily telling us how old, but happy birthday nonetheless. A young lady who I've known basically her whole life, Brianna Eckright. Happy birthday to Brianna today. Also, Alan Bublitz, get to work with Al at One Source Imaging, delivery and sales guy there, and talented on many levels with his cartoons and sculpting and sense of humor. So happy birthday to him. Says he's bringing pizza for lunch today, so thank you. Rick Foy, he's the head of UW River Falls, used to do sports at WEAU-TV, a Blue Gold alum of the finest stripe. Grace Potras, happy birthday to Grace today, a great sister in the Lord. Stephen Todd, we know Stephen and have been in Liberia with him. He's had like more than 50 trips to Africa, actually. Anna Jeffries, the youngest of the Jeffries clan. And Todd Hornquist and Jim Cristallo. It is a popular day for a birthday today, this June 26th. Those sharing this as a birthday include actor Sean Hayes. He's 54. Chris O'Donnell was in at least one of the Batman films. I think he played Robin, right? Not Batman. And NCIS Los Angeles. He's 54. Nick Offerman from Parks and Rec, 54. Jason Schwartzman is 44 from Rushmore and Slackers. I really don't know about either of those shows. So Aubrey Plaza from Parks and Rec as well, the big 4-0. Ariana Grande, 31. And Jeanette McCurdy from Carly and Sam and Cat is 32. Our promise of the day, 2 Corinthians 5:8. When you leave your body, you will be at home in my presence. It's promise number 177 in the year. Barry Adams at 365promises.com says, I'm so glad Paul the Apostle made this declaration that reveals a very special promise from God. To be absent from a body is to be present with the Lord. He promises to never leave us or forsake us in this world. And when it's time for us to leave this world, we are with him forever. Go check the rest of that devotional at 365promises.com. We got a lot going on today.
Yeah, my six-year-old usually is the first one up in the morning. And so Nora greeted me enthusiastically with a hug this morning. And she said, Daddy, it's Culver's Day.
Mm.
And it is Culver's Day. It's our Summer Smiles event number 2 from 11 to 1 at Culver's of Lake Cali. So come support Hope Village. If we reach our matching goal, I get a pie in the face. Mm. There's lots of giveaways there as well. First 50 of you get a free Culver's concrete mixer. So enjoy that. And then coming up even more soon, we'll have another chance for you to win 2 full Event One Fest tickets courtesy of Relevant Builders.
Win it Wednesday, WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. Continuing on with the question we started yesterday with a pair of tickets to One Fest, August 2nd through the 4th in Cadott on the line, courtesy of Relevant Builders. From foundation to roof, we're here to build your home, Relevant Builders.
So, who is going to win this? Again, a lot of folks have been very eager for this prize. 715-723-2555. The question is this: the average yearly cost to own this is $75. The average yearly cost to own this is $75. 715-723-2555. If you think you know, as Tuesday trivia turns into Win It Wednesday, you're on the WIB Wake Up Show. And I don't know, some folks think they know, so maybe we won't even mention anything. We gave you a clue yesterday,
yeah.
But if you were listening, you've got a head start, I guess. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Deb.
And where are you calling from, Deb?
We're on our way to Rochester.
All right, Deb.
We're calling from Chippewa Falls.
Deb from Chippewa Falls on the way to Rochester. The average yearly cost to own this is $75. What is it, Deb?
I'm not sure.
But didn't you call to guess?
Or were you calling for the Culver's contest or something?
I was calling for the moo, yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry. We put you on live, too. Well, if you want to take a swing at it, call us back, 715-723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. Are you calling for Win It Wednesday?
I am. Tony from Menominee.
All right, Tony, go ahead.
Zoo passes.
Sure. All right. Is it zoo passes? It's not. Thank you, Tony. Call us back, 715-723-2555. The average yearly cost to own this is $75. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Kendra from Winter.
From Winter. All right. Good to hear from Winter again. Go ahead, Kendra.
My guess is a lawnmower.
Is it a lawnmower? Havo?
Good try, but not it.
Thank you, Kendra from Winter, 715-723-2555. Hopefully, folks were listening yesterday as we mentioned that one of the incorrect guesses from yesterday was actually really leading you on the trail to the right answer here. So one of the guesses was certainly getting in that right direction. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Roxy from Ojibwa.
Hey, Roxy.
Could it be like a trailer park pass?
A trailer park pass, like for state parks and things like that?
Yes.
Yeah, so a trail park pass. Or park pass, $75. Is that what we're looking for today? No, but thank you, Roxy. Again, folks want to win these OneFest tickets courtesy of Relevant Builders. For new projects or remodels, make sure you give them a call. Relevant Builders, WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show, Win It Wednesday. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Chat from Chippewa Falls.
Go ahead.
Is it an air conditioner?
Is it an air conditioner? Halvo?
$75 a year to own an air conditioner. Nice to have, but that's not it.
Not what we're looking for, but yeah, it would be nice, especially yesterday was feeling pretty hot out there. Three more guesses, 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB.
Tony from Menominee.
All right.
What do you think?
How about hiking?
How about hiking? The cost to get out and about hiking. Is that what we're looking for? It's not. 715-723-2555. And we don't have time to go through all the wrong guesses, but as we mentioned yesterday, one of them was on the right track.
And I feel inclined to give one of them was on the right track, and somebody seemed to pick up on that. One other person, after we gave that hint, seemed to pick up on that. So really, two of the guesses, if you were listening yesterday, that would tip your hand a little bit.
All right, we'll try and regale you with those, as it seems like calls have dried up here as folks are a little bit stumped. But we'll figure this out, and maybe it'll be in about 20 minutes or so.
Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, on a very busy Wednesday. Caleb going to be at Culver's in Lake Halley. Hope to see you there today, because we want to get a pie in your face today, Caleb.
Yeah, again, hoping that happens for the good of Hope Village. And right now, we want to see a winner for our OneFest ticket giveaway, courtesy of Relevant Builders. They walk alongside you every step of the way to make sure your new or remodeling project is done just the way you requested. Quality, beautiful homes to fit your budget. RelevantBuilders.com is where you can find out more about Relevant Builders. They're one of our OneFest coverage sponsors. They bring you this giveaway, 715-723-2555. And we have an audio clue kind of reiterating the clue we gave yesterday, Havo. So, again, the question is this. The average yearly cost to own this is $75. The average yearly cost to own this is $75. And listen to this.
$75 a year for electricity for your TV.
Is it a coffee machine?
Is it a hamster?
My guess is haircut.
Is it a bicycle?
Now, one of those five guesses from the first go at this yesterday is a correct path to go. It will lead you eventually to the right answer. And in that second try yesterday, somebody did follow through on one of those.
All right, let's go to the phone, 715-723-2555. The average yearly cost to own this is $75. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Shelly in Chautauqua.
Hey, Shelly, what do you think?
Is it a security camera or a ring?
Is it a security camera or like a ring doorbell or something like that?
More popular than ever, but that's not it.
Not what we're looking for. Thank you, Shelly. Call us back, 715-723-2555.
I like how she worked two answers in there, though.
Yeah, sure. There you go. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
Tony's been trying
Tony's
hard.
Tony's determined.
Ahead,
Tony.
Their vet bill for cats.
A vet bill for cats. Is it the cost
Very
of owning
specific
a cat?
On that animal.
$75. Not a cat.
Sorry,
Thank
Tony.
You, Tony, 715-723-2555.
Again, don't make it harder than it is. The average annual cost to own this is $75. So what is we're talking about?
And again, part of those five guesses we played back for you, one of them was leading you on the right path. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
Wow.
Tony's right back.
How did he
nice
do
job.
That?
Yeah, I right, know, considering right how lit up the phone lines are. All right, go ahead, Tony.
I would say gardening.
Is it gardening? Is the cost to garden for a year $75, Tony? It's not.
I almost want to give him a pair of tickets for OneFest. He's so determined. So
good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Taryn from Menominee.
Hey, Taryn, what do you think?
I
Oh, that gardening, I think, was just guessed.
Gardening was just guessed. Go ahead and guess again. What do you think? Do you have another guess?
Camping.
Is it camping? $75 a year for camping? Not what we're looking for. Thank you. Call us back. The average yearly cost to own this is $75.
Kind of underscoring the word own.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe just a little bit. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Shelly again.
All right, Shelly.
Go ahead.
Is it a dishwasher?
Is it a dishwasher? The average yearly cost to own a dishwasher, $75? No, it's not. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jen from Barron.
Jen, go ahead.
An e-bike.
Is it an e-bike,
More Jen? Popular than ever, but that's not it.
It's 8:17, the WIB Wake Up Show on a Wednesday morning. WWIB, we are family. 72 degrees, a beautiful day. And on this beautiful Wednesday from Govan's Farm in Menominee, joining us live, Farmer John from Govan's. Good morning, Farmer John.
Good morning.
Well, great to have you on the air here. We've been talking all things strawberries for a while here. It's strawberry picking season at Govan's. You sent me a couple pictures this morning of the pre-picked strawberries that you guys have, and the fruit just looks absolutely gorgeous. The crop is amazing.
It is. We have the highest yields that we've ever had. You and I talked before we got on the air that we have lost some because of all the excessive rain, but now we're looking at 4 or 5 days that it's highs in the 70s. There's 3 days this week. They're expecting highs in the 60s. And that'll allow this fruit to recover from the rain. It'll slow down the ripening process. We're in the process of picking 300 pails today.
Wow.
Pre-picked sales. And we picked 300 yesterday. Those are 2 out of the 3 best days we've had this summer. And it's all because the weather flipped a little bit.
I don't know if it's the Olympics or I'm just a huge sports fan, but as soon as I hear you say 300 pails in a day, I'm like, well, what's your record?
I don't really know, but I know there's been days that we picked 400.
Wow.
Some days you don't get them all sold, but some days you have to pick to keep the patch fresh. And right now we're just really lucky that we're able to sell everything that we're picking because, you know, occasionally find another use for them. It's such a beautiful day out here this morning. Light breeze. The sun's out. We've got some really nice fruit. It's just a great day.
Absolutely. Get out to Govan's Farm in Menominee. Again, govansfarm.com. And Farmer John, we were talking off the air, and I think it's worthy of bringing on the air, too. Not everyone understands agriculture and the industry, and you guys are, again, an operating Wisconsin farm that opens to the public various times during the year. And so the rain has had an adverse effect, and you can lose a lot with the crop, with people not going out to pick because of the rain, things like that, too. So there's also a chance, again, to support our Wisconsin farming industry by going out to pick. I mean, it truly helps you. It's not just the income for the farm, but also it's because the fruit can go to waste if people don't get out to pick.
They do, and it's pick your own customers. They come out and pick their own because they're saving money, but we rely on them to harvest our crop.
Yeah.
So if the pickers don't come because of the adverse weather, the crops don't get harvested. There's thousands and thousands of dollars of fruit in all the neighboring patches in my own patch this year that is not going to be harvested because of the weather conditions. And Caleb, you even mentioned that you hadn't made it out because the timing hadn't been quite right.
Yeah.
And if a family wants to come out and pick, they've got to come when it's time to pick. They can't wait until it's convenient because these berries will be gone.
Yeah,
the season will be over.
The season is so short, too. I was talking with my wife about that last night, saying we just need to find a way to make it work to get out there to Govan's, not only to enjoy that wagon ride to the patch and enjoy the splendid, delicious fruit, but also to support our local Govan's farm and to help you out as well, too. And we want to do that, and I hope other people will as well, too. And John, it's kind of strike while the iron's hot, too. I know the weather has not been good, but now that we've seen this beautiful turn in the weather, now is the time. Not long left in the season. Got to get out there.
Absolutely. And Caleb, you know me well enough to know that I advocate for all the patches. I advocate for all the farmers. Not every customer is going to come to Govan's. We like to have lots of them. But get out to your local patch if it's still open and pick some berries this week.
I just real quick want to emphasize the weather. And today and tomorrow, it doesn't get any better. I mean, we kind of suffer Goldilocks syndrome, too hot, too cold, just right. Like, this is just right. Mm-hmm. Today and tomorrow, I mean, you're talking mid-70s. It's just perfect.
I think my forecast Thursday and Friday, I don't think we're going to make it out of this. We're not going to make it out of the 60s. And that is so fantastic for berries because it slows down the ripening process. When it gets down, they're talking 1 or 2 days in the high 40s overnight. That's almost like putting this fruit in the cooler to preserve them in the field. It'll preserve them in the field, but we've only got a few days left.
And again, just a few days left. Before we let you go, Farmer John, Govan's Farm in Menominee, govansfarm.com for more info. But remind folks of the hours, especially for U-Pick, for folks who want to get out and pick their own strawberries, support you and get some delicious fruit as the crop's so great. What are the hours you're open for U-Pick?
U-Pick weekdays is 7 to 12, and again from 3 to 6 in the afternoon. If you guys want to drive out, get some pre-picked berries. It's best to call the berry hotline and reserve them. We'll also have our van will be in town at Senex in North Menominee until we're sold out there.
Well, Farmer John, we'll talk with you again soon, and I'm hoping we just get droves of people to come out and enjoy a great outing. It's just there's nothing like it. I've mentioned all the times that I enjoyed picking strawberries as a child with my mom, and I hope people hear the call as well, too, to support you guys and keep this fruit from going to waste, and they won't regret it. They will enjoy it very, very much while supporting a great Wisconsin farm.
Well, thank you very much.
Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. We've got a pair of tickets courtesy of Relevant Builders from Foundation to Roof. They're here to build your home. Relevant Builders pour significant care into every project to ensure it's uniquely suited to fit your family's needs. A pair of tickets to One Fest, including parking, Caleb.
And someone is very eager to answer, so I don't know.
All right.
Do we give the clue now, or do we just say, well, hey, maybe they've got it figured out?
If they got it figured out, that's fine.
All right, let's go. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Tony from Menominee.
Wow, right, he has been determined.
Tony thinks he's got it. All right, what do you think, Tony?
Cat insurance.
Cat insurance. So the average yearly cost to own this is $75. Is it insurance for your cat?
Sorry, Tony.
Tony, it's not. All right, so let's give the hint. Let's give the hint before we go further in here. And it's an audio hint, Halvo. Any way we want to set this up or just play it?
It comes from yesterday. We had told you that, somebody from the first round of guesses kind of led you on the right path, and somebody else picked up on it. Let's give it a listen.
Is it a hamster?
All right.
I'm going to guess a lead down a trail, an animal, a cat.
All right. So, there we go. There's your audio hints.
Dare we say any more or just leave it?
I mean, just we're trying to just really lead you in the right direction here.
And again, read the question again, because I think I would want to underscore the word.
The average yearly cost to own is $75. The average yearly cost to own this is $75. Let's go here. Win It Wednesday. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from on this beautiful day?
Beth from Eau Claire.
All right, Beth. Bring us home. What do you think?
Pets in general.
Pets.
We're going to have to be specific.
We're looking for a certain type of pet. So.
Yeah, so not what we're looking for. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
A snake.
It sounds like snake. Is it Taryn?
Is it a snake? It's not a snake. Thank you. Call us back. 715-723-2555. But it seems like folks are heading down the right trail.
I think so.
All right. Good morning, WWIB. Win It Wednesday, courtesy of Relevant Builders. 2 tickets to One Fest with parking on the line. What is your name and where are you calling from, please?
This is Mark from Chippewa Falls.
Hey, Mark. Happy birthday to your wife today.
Oh, thank you.
Win these for the love of your life, Mark.
This would be beautiful.
The average yearly cost to own this is $75. Now that we've built it up and set you up, Mark from Chippewa Falls, what do you think?
I'm going to guess the cost to own a chicken.
The cost to own a chicken, $75. Mark from Chippewa Falls, did you win these for your wife?
Not today. Not a chicken.
But call back. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
Tony, come on, man.
Tony, I got to just ask, were you this determined before the military, or did they build that into you?
They kind of build it into me, I guess.
All right,
and
Tony.
And my wife.
For the honor of Menominee, what do you think?
A guinea pig.
Is it a guinea pig? The average
if not a hamster,
a guinea pig.
If not a hamster, is it a guinea pig?
It's not, but again, y'all are on the right track, all right?
They are on the pet path here.
Yes, the pet path is the one to go. Good morning, WWIV. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Oh, come on. Be there. Hello? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, sorry. All right. Good morning, WWIV. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Beth again.
All right, Beth. What do you think?
How about a parakeet?
Is it the average yearly cost to own a parakeet? $75, Beth? It's not. 715-723-2555. How many pets can be named?
You know, it'd be interesting. It gets me thinking in terms of the popularity of pets. I mean, dogs and cats are at the head of the list.
Yeah.
This next one is pretty popular, but...
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Go ahead. What's your name? Where are you calling
from? Black River Falls, Andy.
Andy, and where are you from, Andy? Sorry, I talked over you.
Black River Falls.
Okay. Black River Falls. Andy from Black River Falls. The average yearly cost to own this... pet, let's just say it. The average cost to own this pet is $75. What do you think?
A gerbil.
A gerbil.
Is it?
We've had hamster
gerbil
and guinea pig. Could it be a gerbil? No.
No. All right. 715-723-2555. And I'm just going to say, don't go down the hamster gerbil road anymore. That's the wrong
direction. I don't know where else we could
go,
but it's not a snake, a chicken, a guinea pig, a parakeet, a gerbil, a hamster.
A pet. We're just telling you it's a pet. We're running out of time.
It's not a dog or a cat.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Taryn from Menominee.
Taryn, what do you think?
I think it's a goldfish.
You think it's a goldfish? And if you take off the gold part of that, what's the latter part of that, Taryn?
A fish.
Is it a fish? So is the average yearly cost to own a fish $75, Halvo?
Yes! Taryn, you're going to one fish!
Taryn, you're going to one fish.
Way to go!
Are you excited? Did we lose it? Taryn, are you still there?
That was a lot of buildup. Wow. Maybe she's celebrating.
Yes. Well, Taryn, we'll make sure we get a hold of you. I do think we know how. Yes, the average yearly cost to own a fish is $75. How about that, Halvo?
And Taryn is Tony's daughter, right?
So, yeah.
I'm So, working, keeping it in the family.
Working hard there for Menominee. Thank you, everybody who called in. This was fantastic. And you're going to OneFest. And, Taryn, you're going to see this young lady live in concert at OneFest. Ann Wilson.
Mm.
This is God Thing. It feels like a God Thing that you won. WWIB. We are family. Thank you for solving Tuesday Trivia on a Win It Wednesday.